And Everett Washington Man is excited for the U.S. premiere tonight of his documentary about last year's devastating earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear meltdown in Japan. The first-hand account will also get its Canadian premiere in Vancouver, B.C. tomorrow night, almost precisely 1 year after the disaster. Correspondent Anna King has his story.
31-year-old Chris Nolan's film is called Surviving Japan. In some places, the movie is almost a video diary of Nolan's experiences during and after the earthquake. At the time, he was working as an English instructor in Tokyo. Nolan brought his video camera along as he volunteered for weeks at a time to help clean up tsunami-ravaged communities.
Just seeing people's personal stuff that, you know, doesn't belong there. It's picking up people's dishes and, you know, the diaries. And
Nolan said making the film has greatly increased his own empathy for humanity and
it taught me that if, you know, everything like broke down in society, that people actually would come together and help each other.
The movie's premieres in Seattle and Vancouver coincide with twin conferences focusing on Japan's nuclear disaster. The 90-minute film is also under consideration for the Seattle International Film Festival this coming May. I'm Anna King reporting.